This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. As the nation is battered by a perfect storm of societal, medical, and environmental troubles, President Donald Trump will make his case for another 4 years in accepting the GOP nomination. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
In excerpts of the speech he'll deliver on the South Lawn, the president says his administration spent the past 4 years reversing the damage Joe Biden inflicted over the past 47. From the economy to crime, he'll say at no time have voters had a more clear choice between two parties, visions, philosophies, or agendas. He'll also extend a hand, saying a united GOP is ready to welcome Democrats, independents, and anyone else who believes in the greatness of America and the righteous heart of its people. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris stepped up her criticism of President Donald Trump Thursday, blasting him for a lack of leadership on the coronavirus pandemic hours before Trump's planned address on the final night of the Republican National Convention. In her first major Trump-focused speech since she joined the Democratic ticket, Harris said the president had bungled the response to the coronavirus, which has killed more than 180,000 people in the United States.
Instead of rising to meet the most difficult moment of his presidency, Donald Trump froze. He was scared. And he was petty and vindictive.
Harris and her running mate, former Vice President Joe Biden, have been largely silent during the first 3 days of the GOP convention, during which Republicans have tried to link them to violent protesters. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Laura has weakened to a tropical storm. After blasting the Louisiana coast with high winds and heavy rain for hours, the system, which came ashore as a Category 4 hurricane early Thursday, is blamed for at least 6 deaths and widespread damage around Lake Charles, an industrial and casino city of 80,000 people. It is the most powerful storm to hit the U.S. this year. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said that hundreds of thousands of people are still without power.
The good news is we had more line crews pre-positioned in Louisiana ahead of landfall than ever before. But that is not to say that restoration of power is going to be done very quickly, because we believe there was tremendous damage done to the power infrastructure.
Rescuers have to wait for winds to die down before looking for survivors. Laura is now headed toward the center of the country. The National Basketball Association said Thursday it hopes to resume play in a day or two after a boycott by players protesting against racial injustice and police brutality, while President Donald Trump denounced the league as a political organization. The NBA players decided not to end their season after meeting among themselves in the bubble-like campus at Disney World in Florida, where games are being contested due to the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump, during a briefing at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, criticized the NBA.
That's unfortunate. They've become like a political organization. And that's not a good thing. I don't think that's a good thing for sports or for the country.
The protest by NBA players focused on the police shooting on Sunday of a black man named Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. On Thursday, the National Ice Hockey League announced that it would postpone its playoff games in the wake of Jacob Blake's shooting. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus on Thursday warned against mass gatherings of people amid a resurgence of coronavirus cases in many countries. Tedros said that as nations begin to reopen more social events, many are starting to see a resurgence of transmission, and that countries would have to make their own decisions about how to host those events safely.
These types of gatherings can be amplifying events that can be the spark that creates a much larger fire. Every country and community must make its own decisions about how to host this event safely, based on their own level of risk.
The Director General also highlighted the impact of the coronavirus pandemic on worldwide mental health, saying it has caused anxiety and fear as well as disruption to mental health services. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.